The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Katie joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Katie.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling. What's up?
I've been living with my friend Melissa for like 2 years.
Okay.
She and I
have
been friends for a really long time. We hit it off really well. We're great roommates.
Right.
There's no reason for me to want to move out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been dating this guy, and I guess he had some kind of trouble with his old roommate. Maybe he moved away or something. I honestly don't remember.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he moved in with us. And she asked me, you know, hey, can he stay with us for a couple months? And I was like, yeah, totally. I understand. He's in a bind. But he's been with us now for 5.5 months.
Oh, what?
And,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
Right. And it would be one thing if he was, like, staying in her room and, like, staying to himself, but he's always in the common spaces.
Yeah.
I have a bigger bedroom, so I pay a little bit more of rent.
Okay.
Which I think is fair because I've got the master, I have the bathroom, and
right.
then she has the other bathroom.
Right.
But he's, like, using our main bathroom all the time. He's always on our couch watching TV. He's using all my pots and pans. It's getting a little frustrating.
Oh, my God. That's so annoying.
So, yeah. So, right. What, you want him out or something?
I mean, I asked her if it would be possible for him to start paying his fair share of the rent.
Yeah.
Just because we should be splitting it three ways if there's three people living there, regardless of, like, I don't know. She was like, well, we only have two bedrooms.
Right.
I was like, no, I get it, but he's also in this space. Like, he's in our apartment, too. He lives
right.
here.
Right, and using your electric and all of that.
Right. Like, he should be contributing somehow.
Definitely. And she says
then,
no?
Well, she was like, all of a sudden, she goes, well, he is contributing. And I was like, what do you mean he's contributing? He's not to me. And she said, well, he's paying towards my portion of the rent.
Oh, so he's giving her money.
Fair. Right, but that's not fair because, like, she has extremely cheap rent now, and I'm still paying my fair share. And just...
right.
And you got another roommate. Okay.
Right. That you didn't ask for.
what is your roommate? What's your roommate's name?
Melissa.
All right, let's call Melissa and find out what.
Yeah.
So she's, he's paying me rent.
That's so annoying.
Hello?
Melissa.
Hi.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good news. Good news.
That's great news.
Yeah, Melissa, it's Mark Kay and Megan, by the way. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We also have your roommate, Katie, on the phone.
One of your roommates.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Katie called us. Do you have a minute to talk? Are you in the middle of something?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay, cool.
She's like confused. Yeah. She's like, what's going on?
No, Katie called us because she said that your boyfriend lives with you guys now. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He's been staying with us.
Yeah.
Right.
We heard.
And she wanted to know if you guys could split the rent three ways, but you seemed kind of confused by that idea, seeing as how there's three of you now living in the apartment.
Well, yeah, because it's a two-bedroom, and he pays me money.
Right.
So you don't pay the rent.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so he's paying you money, but he's not paying towards our rent. He lives in an apartment with three people, but he's only giving you money. He's not giving us money.
Yeah, it's not really fair.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a two-bedroom apartment. It's not. If it was a three-bedroom, that would make more sense.
It would make sense to me if he was only, like locking himself in your room, but he shares all the common spaces. Like, the main bathroom is basically his bathroom. There's, like, his shaving hair all everywhere. It's disgusting, dude. It's a dude living in our apartment.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you, like, his, so he pays basically a portion of your rent. Is that what you're saying, Melissa?
Well, yeah, because we share the same room.
Right.
Right.
But there's three of you in the actual apartment, like sharing the kitchen and everything else.
Yeah, well, right. Me and Katie talked about this before he moved in, and he seemed fine with it before.
Well, I think she was under the impression it was going to be short term, not so long.
Right.
Right, well. You also said he was, like, in a bind and needed to move out immediately, which
right.
I was totally sympathetic about.
Yeah. But now it's going on six months, and she wants some money for, you know, all the stuff he's doing there.
I mean, it's
been a long
time. I'm a little confused on where this is coming from.
Really?
Really? Why? How are
more
you?
More time.
Let me ask you a question, Melissa. How much money or what portion of your rent does he pay? What, like, percentage?
Like, a little less than half.
Okay. So what if he
gave you a great deal?
Yeah. So your rent got cut in half and you get to shack up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
What if he gave you like a quarter of the rent and gave a quarter to Katie rather. And that way you were both paying less as a result of him staying there.
Well, I mean, Brett, you're just not understanding it. I mean, he's there with me. Katie's not even a part of this.
But she lives in the apartment.
Yeah.
No, I think we're...
I think we get it.
I think... Okay, hang on. Hang on one second. 833-685-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Your phone call's coming up. Melissa and Katie are here. They're roommates, and they have a third roommate. Melissa's boyfriend moved in about 5 months ago. Is that right, Melissa?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. And Katie asked if he could start paying rent because she doesn't think it's fair that she's got like an extra roommate, but you're still paying your fair share, right, Katie? Your full portion.
Exactly. I just like it to be fair.
Right.
Right.
And Melissa, you pointed out that he does pay rent, but only to you. So.
Yeah.
Right. So you're paying less, and that's it, really.
Well, I mean, like, Katie still has the bigger room. I just, you know, I don't get it.
Right. No, yeah.
He's still using our common space.
Yeah.
It's not just your room. He doesn't just live in your room.
Okay. 833-685-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good, yo.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you? What do you want to say?
The roommate's boyfriend needs to be paying the both of them. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's not just whose room you're shacking up in. It's the fact that you're all in the apartment together.
I mean, he uses the living room, the kitchen. He eats the food. He lives in the bathroom. He leaves all of his shaving hair everywhere. He needs to be paying both of them.
Yeah, okay. I think it should be divided three ways. I don't think it's
fair. And if not, she needs to leave the both of them and let them cover all of that and find her own place.
Right, yeah. I agree.
I mean, here's the other question. Should it be three ways if it's a two-bedroom apartment and one of them gets their own room and the other two share a room?
I mean, even that seems a little unfair to me.
Yeah, that's their choice.
But that's what I did when my friend moved in with my boyfriend and I for a little while, and we split it three ways, and my boyfriend and I were still sharing a room together. So basically, I think she got more out of the deal.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Emily from Kingsland, how are you?
I'm great. How are y'all this morning?
Good. You've been in this situation before, huh?
I have. It was a little different because my roommate's boyfriend had just gotten out of prison, but we won't get into that.
So you didn't want to make him mad. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little hesitant. But, I mean, I agree with the roommate. If he's going to be sharing these common areas and he's going to be in the kitchen and he's going to be in the living room, he's useless if he's not contributing towards a common, I guess, bill. So if he doesn't, instead of maybe putting rent towards his girlfriend, he should be paying the electricity bill or the water bill or something
for sure
area wise,
or like the cable bill.
Exactly. Especially if you're going to be watching it. But the thing is like, if you're not contributing to a common area bill, I guess, then you're useless. You're a lump on a log sitting on my couch.
Yeah. And that's so annoying.
No, that's true. All right. Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Jordan from the South Side, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, good, Jordan. What's your take?
I think the girl that she lives with is a pot-smoking monkey.
You think she's a pot-smoking monkey?
What?
She put no thought. She didn't get a single thing that you guys are trying to say, and there's not a caller that's going to agree with her.
Oh, you're right.
The girl with the boyfriend, you mean?
I see, because she couldn't do the math.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, he is paying rent. He's paying me rent.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what kind of bonehead the guy must be to be dating her.
What are you talking about? He's a genius. He's getting to stay there for a quarter of the price.
Right.
If anyone's smart in this, it's the guy. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 833. You think I'd get that eventually one day. 833-685-9595 is our new number. All right. Common tale. Roommate has a boyfriend. He moves in. And now the other roommate's like, he needs to pay his fair share of the rent. We need to split this three ways. And she goes, wait, three ways. And she goes, wait a minute. He's already paying rent. He's paying me half of my rent. The whole thing is just sordid and horrible. 833-685-9595. Alyssa from the West Side, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Alyssa, what do you think?
So I actually agree with the girl with the boyfriend. I do think the rent should be split two ways because it's a two-bedroom apartment. But I do see where he should pay for part of the electric bill and part of the cable bill and a little bit towards the groceries because they are sharing that. But I don't think he should be paying the other roommate rent.
But you're just assuming that the rent is for the bedroom. The rent is for the other parts of the apartment as well.
Yeah, the kitchen, the living room, bathroom.
Like if you walk through the front door, you're using that front door. If you walk down the hall, you're using that hall.
I understand what you're saying.
He's not getting his own bedroom.
Right. And I understand what you're saying too, because like I said, I've been through that where I was in the same room with my boyfriend. It kind of sucks if you're paying all that, you know,
right.
But also it sucks to have some stranger just in your living room every single day. So I feel like he should pay.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I mean, there's more to the apartment.
Maybe give him the whole entire grocery bill. Maybe not make them split that one 3 days.
I think he should definitely at least be paying electric and cable. Because
utilities,
utilities.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling. I mean, look, it's not like a motel room where you walk in the door and there's the room.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's an apartment. The apartment is not just the bedrooms, it's the common space, it's everything else.
Exactly. And he should be paying for sure.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. 833-685-9595. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great, Lisa. What do you think?
So I actually had a similar situation. I guess it's a little bit different. I actually own a house. And I was renting out my spare room to a couple different people.
Okay.
And a conflict kind of arose with these girls having their boyfriend over all the time. It's not so much about the money necessarily for me, but the one thing that these girls didn't really think of is the fact that this kind of changed my living situation also.
Right.
Money's one thing. Okay, cool. But I can't walk out into the kitchen in my pajamas anymore. I have to worry about other people coming in the house at 1 o'clock in the morning and scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just having another person changing the way I live my life, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to share a house with three dudes, and one of them had a girlfriend who basically moved in.
Yeah, I feel like that always happens.
Yeah, and I can't count the number of times I walked in on her, like, naked in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
you're complaining about that?
No, I wasn't complaining. In fact, I when she moved out, I was like, "Do you need? I'll pay more rent if you just want to stay." Hey, thanks so much for you can stay for free. Elise from Riverside, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Elise. You definitely do sound like you're happy. What do you want to say? What's your take on the situation?
Well, I think Katie is absolutely right. I've been in a similar situation where I told my roommate that if her boyfriend didn't move out, that I would tell our landlord, which would have been a violation of our lease.
You would kill your landlord?
No, I tell my landlord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No.
You would tell the landlord. I got it. But then you would all get thrown out.
Exactly. But I had a place to go. She didn't.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Leverage. I get it.
There you go.
So, and I mean, at the same time, it was a violation of the lease, and he was the illegal sublessee, so had to make a choice.
So did it work?
It did.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
perfect.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to tell her, hey, look, if you don't get your act together, I'm going to tell the landlord.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, tell her you're going to kill the landlord.
She'll really be scared.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, well, I don't know. 833-685-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.